USA Radio News.
Today, shortly before 3 p.m. Eastern Time, there was a shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. At least five people are dead and multiple people are injured. Ron Bateman is with the Anne Arundel County, Maryland Sheriff's Department. He talks about the apprehension of the suspect.
Yeah, I can confirm that we have the suspect in custody. They're currently interviewing him right now. The only other information that I have from questions that was asked earlier is we don't have an identification on him yet. We do know he's a white male, adult male, and the gun that was used is described as a long gun, so I don't have the specifics on that, but we do know it was a long gun. We have no information on him yet. We're still doing interviews and still doing that. He was taken into custody by officers. There was no gunfire exchange between officers and the suspect.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 98 points to close the day at 24,216. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Another former Fox News employee has reportedly taken a job with the Trump administration. Here's the latest from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former Fox News co-president Bill Shine has reportedly accepted a role in the White House as Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications. Shine worked at Fox News for over 20 years, starting as a producer of Hannity and Combs. But he rose through the ranks first as executive producer, then VP of production, EVP of programming, and then was named president in September 2016. That tenure only lasted 7 months, though. Shine was then ousted from the network over his role in how it handled sexual harassment claims.
Today, First Lady Melania Trump took part in a roundtable discussion on immigration at a Customs and Border Patrol facility in Tucson, Arizona. The First Lady also delivered a message.
I'm here to support you and give my help, whatever I can, for behalf of children and the families.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump has five frontrunners in his mind to replace Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced his retirement yesterday. Senator Ted Cruz says this could be President Trump's legacy.
Well, this is truly historic. This could well prove to be the most significant thing President Trump does in his entire time in office. This could prove to be the most significant thing the Republican Senate does. And Justice Kennedy for 31 years has been the pivotal swing vote on virtually every 5-4 decision, every close case. So if you care about the Constitution and Bill of Rights, if you care about free speech or religious liberty, if you care about the Second Amendment, if you care about the Fourth Amendment or the Tenth Amendment, all of our rights as Americans, they come through the crossroads of the courts. And this is an opportunity for President Trump to nominate a strong constitutionalist, which could be his single greatest legacy 20, 30, 40 years from now.
The technology behind voice assistants like Amazon's Alexa and Google's Assistant may be complex, but a new survey actually found out what people are asking their smart devices, and they seem to be pretty simple things. According to the survey of over 1,000 people, 65% asked Alexa how to play music or turn on the radio, another 50% wanted some help listening to news and weather, and 20% actually needed help boiling an egg. And finally, in a new University of Pittsburgh study, Americans are becoming increasingly more healthy by exercising, but they're also becoming more obese. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.